Let's head to California now, where the state's Republican Party has put more than 50 unauthorized ballot boxes in three counties, labeling them official when they're not. Yesterday, California Secretary of State Alex Padilla issued a cease and desist to the state's GOP to remove the boxes by Thursday. He says they're breaking state law. The GOP maintains they have the right to collect ballots, but that might be a separate issue from ballot boxes. Rick Hassan is a professor of law and political science at UC Irvine. Professor, what is the law when it comes to who can put out these boxes?
Well, the state is taking the position that these ballot boxes are illegal because, in part, they're misrepresenting that they are official government boxes. And also, you can't set up a polling place on your own without official approval from the government. On the other hand, California has loosened its laws in terms of ballot collection. So anyone is allowed to collect a ballot from anyone else and deliver them to election officials. And so the GOP is relying upon that expansion, which the president and other Republicans have been very critical of, to support setting up these boxes.
Okay, this is ballot harvesting, right? Where you let's say there are elderly or people who don't want to go to the polls. You say, I will go pick them up for you and bring them in. Can just anybody do that? Or are there any other restrictions on that?
Well, I should first point out that the term ballot harvesting is itself controversial and that a more neutral term is third-party ballot collection. But you're right. Under California law, it provides that anyone can collect ballots from anyone else and turn them in. It's a crime not to turn them in. There's a place on the ballot return envelope where you're supposed to list who is turning in your ballot, but ballots are going to be counted whether or not that's filled in.
Right. There's supposed to be a signature there, right, on the part of the third party?
Right. There's supposed to be a signature, but the law says the ballot will be counted even if that signature is missing. When you put the ballot in an unofficial ballot box, there's nobody there typically to sign it, so it's going to be in there without that, and then supposedly someone will come later and pick up those ballots and turn them in.
Okay, so backing up to the GOP's boxes, a party spokesperson says they aren't going to remove the boxes, but they will remove the misleading label that has the word official on it. And again, they say what they're doing is collecting. They're using the phrase ballot harvesting. And so, as you say, they're trying to use that part of existing law. But talk about more about what's going on here. If any skeptic thinks that the GOP is trying to get Democratic ballots to be put in a box that, you know, they may then throw away or something, as we said, those ballots are going to be counted. And these boxes are near churches and gun shops in Los Angeles, Fresno, and Orange counties. That's a lot of Republican territory. What is going on here? Why do you think, you know, they might, you know, risk their own party members' ballots?
Yeah, I don't think they're risking the ballots so long as they're going to turn them in. First of all, I think it's very confusing to have unofficial ballot boxes. And unlike the official ballot boxes, which are very tamper-proof and are in locations where they're going to be very hard for third parties to mess with, the reason we wouldn't want to have these out there is because somebody could interfere with the ballots.
It looks like you could just pick it up and throw it in a pickup and take it away.
Well, So I just dropped my ballot the other day into an official ballot box, and it's very sturdy, bolted to the ground, tamper-proof, they're fireproof. But, you know, if you ask why would Republicans do this, I think there's probably two answers. Number one, they're trying to provide a way for their own voters to vote by mail in a way that they might feel more secure if they know that it's the GOP rather than the government that's collecting that or putting in the post office. So one reason is to provide another way of getting those ballots back, because Democrats have a big lead in terms of vote by mail because the president's been saying negative things about vote by mail. But the other thing is, I think it's trying to draw more attention to ballot harvesting or third-party ballot collection in California and the ease with which people can do it. The GOP is saying, well, you know, if union members or workers can go door to door and collect ballots, that's no safer than having this ballot box out there. I don't think that's true because someone else could tamper with that ballot box. But I think it does try to draw attention to that issue.
Are you saying, Professor Hassan, that what we might be seeing here is the GOP realizing that it's Republicans who also want to use these ballots and not go to a polling place during a pandemic, or, you know, they don't trust the mail because the Republican president has been saying don't trust the mail, and they have to do something to try to get a leg up?
Well, you know, just before President Trump started saying negative things about voting by mail, Kevin McCarthy, the leader of Republicans in the House, said that Republicans were going to need to engage in this third-party ballot collection if they were going to try to compete effectively in California. So Republicans are in a tough spot, and not just in California. On the one hand, in places like California, Florida, and elsewhere, Arizona, they've relied very heavily on vote by mail to get out their vote. On the other hand, the president is saying all of this unsupported stuff about people tampering with vote by mail ballots. And so I think they're trying to find a way to thread that needle, but it's a very tough thing to do in this environment.
That's Professor Rick Hassan of UC Irvine with some of his thoughts on the unofficial and potentially illegal GOP ballot boxes in California. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.